And they called her Annie Laurie, 'cause they knew her father's name. And Bonnie Annie Laurie heard their call. In a darkened world of warfare, a bright and hopeful flame, she was mother, sister, sweetheart to them all. To the killing fields of Flanders, from the Fitzroy's quiet banks, and the central Queensland grazing lands they came. And you had heard of Hindenburg, of Monash or of Haight, but they'd nearly all heard Annie Wheeler's name. And they knew that she was one of them, she'd grown up on the land. They knew that she would see them as her own. They knew they could rely on Annie Wheeler's helping hand, and if she was there, they'd never be alone. And they called her Annie Laurie, 'cause they knew her father's name. And Bonnie Annie Laurie heard their call. In a darkened world of warfare, bright and hopeful flame, she was mother, sister, sweetheart to them all. She had gone to live in London when they loosed the dogs of war, and the lists of dead and wounded hit the press. And letters from Australia lay knee-deep on Annie's floor, seeking news and full of longing and distress. And Annie found the news thought she haunted GHQ. She chatted to the soldiers back on leave, her dispatches to Australia telling everything she knew was the only news that many would receive. And they called her Annie Laurie, 'cause they knew her father's name. And Bonnie Annie Laurie heard their call. In a darkened world of warfare, a bright and hopeful flame, she was mother, sister, sweetheart to them all. Will Hutton is in hospital with shrapnel in his back. Jeff Edmonston's in Egypt doing well. The 29th Battalion's been involved in an attack, but I've heard from Stephen Joyce and R.J. Fell. Bill Dendall is in Wittenberg, a prisoner of war. He got the socks I forwarded in June. Percy Bates in Palestine has joined the Camel Corps, and he hopes to be in action very soon. And they called her Annie Laurie, 'cause they knew her father's name. And Bonnie Annie Laurie heard their call. In a darkened world of warfare, a bright and hopeful flame, she was mother, sister, sweetheart to them all. Les Tyne and Albert Pennington, George Griffin and Jack Blair, Arthur Laurie, Harold Mills and Walter Moss. The list goes into thousands who came under Annie's care. Jack Fryer, Lawrence Fraser, Fred Kinross. The parcels and the letters sent, the news passed on from France. The welcome digger's sign upon her gate. An open house to all her boys, a rare and precious chance to get news from home or catch up with a mate. And they called her Annie Laurie, 'cause they knew her father's name. And Bonnie Annie Laurie heard their call. In a darkened world of warfare, a bright and hopeful flame, she was mother, sister, sweetheart to them all. And when the fighting ended, Annie Wheeler came again to Rockhampton, where she lived in days gone by. 5,000 cheering people met her at her journey's end, and the city council welcomed her with pride. And grateful diggers passed the hat and bought a sturdy house, set it on a hill above the shore, and made it Annie Wheeler's home to give to her somehow a gift for all she'd done forevermore. And they called her Annie Laurie, 'cause they knew her father's name. And Bonnie Annie Laurie heard their call. In a darkened world of warfare, a bright and hopeful flame, She was mother, sister, sweetheart to them all. She was mother, sister, sweetheart to them all.